Good evening, spooks and spookettes. Count Rahoon here, and it is time for yet another feature of Fright. Before we begin tonight's show, allow me to take care of the castle-keeping notes. If you like Count Rahoon's feature of Fright, consider becoming a patron through our Patreon page. Join the ranks of the undead, along with Yancey Pearson, Morgan Mitchell, Lucas Lanius, Nicole Johnson, Rhonda Gentry, Courtney O'Halloran, Tyler Laney, Brian Veerling, and Stephen Duke. Go to patreon.com/drahoon to give today. Become a $10 a month patron between now and December and get yourself a free t-shirt in addition to our new rebooted show, Early and Ad-Free. Just a friendly reminder, spooks and spookettes, that this will be the last episode that we broadcast until October the 31st. Of course, on Halloween 2020, we will be relaunching the show with the traditional audio format that you are used to, in addition to new filmed episodes of the show. They will be premiering on WGNS.com in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, the Marion County Messenger, in addition to Troma Now, the official streaming service of Troma Entertainment. If you go to watch.troma.com right now and become a subscriber, your first 30 days are absolutely free. The next several months you decide to keep it, well, it's only $4.99 a month. But that $4.99 a month, you get access to Count Rahoon's Feature of Fright, as well as the Troma classics, such as The Toxic Avenger, Poultrygeist, and Class of Nukem High, in addition to some of Tromaville's newest cycle of... such as Return to Class of Nukem High, and, of course, Lloyd Kaufman's anticipated new classic, hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm. I apologize, folks, but technically I'm not cussing because it is the title of a film. So now there are infinite ways to support your favorite vampires podcast. And now that that is out of the way, let us get into the heart of the matter, and hopefully you won't feel the need to drive a stake through it. What you are about to listen to was, an interesting experiment that we conducted when we performed this show live at the Loft at the Third Coast Comedy Club in Nashville, Tennessee on February 7th. So we did our radio plays, but then afterwards we decided to let the evening take on a different turn, as it were. What you are hearing is a game show of my own diabolical musing. Spooks and Spookettes, enjoy my little game of cat and mouse, or, as we called it, the love and horror connection. Now, spooks and spookettes, oddly enough, this is where everything is going to fall apart. Now, what we are going to do, this is something we rarely do at Count Rahoon's Feature Fright. Right now, we're going to play a little game show. A little game show that I like to call the Horror and Love Connection. It's not a dating game. But what it is a very highly convoluted game that I made up myself, which is nearly impossible to win, but the winner will get a Spinelli's gift card. Of course, Spinelli's hosts us every month. Our next show is actually going to be there on Thursday, the 27th at 7 o'clock. You're going to see the audio plays that you saw this evening, in addition to a live interview with cult filmmaker Donald Farmer. That should be very exciting. But in the meantime, if you come to our show the 27th, well, our actors will be there, so this is a chance for them to pay for dinner after the show. That is, of course, if they can win, which is a lot easier said than done. Basically, what I will do, I will explain the first... There's two rounds of this game. I'll explain the first round very quickly. For this first round, I have the cast split up into teams. To my left is Team Horror. To my right is Team Love. Ginny Lee is the team captain for Team Love. And for Team Horror, Will is, because
we
just...
We didn't care about having a team captain because we're so humble.
Right.
I'm the captain.
We know.
It's quite simple to be a team captain with Count Rahoon's Feature of Fright. All you have to do is ask.
She
you walked up
she's
and were like,
I'm
the captain.
She's the captain.
But anyway, so the first round split up into teams. I have here a list of 15 different scenarios from pop culture and history. And basically, I'm going to give out one of these scenarios and Family Feud style, each person is going to come up to a microphone and let me know whether they think this situation is an act of love or an act of horror. And of course, like Family Feud, we have a we polled a secret audience that gave the answers to these questions. So whoever gets the most out of the 15 in this first round is the winner. But then, in round two, whichever team advances to round two, it's every person for themselves. But I'm going to explain that more when we get to round two, but now let's try to get through round one. First up, looks like the team captains, Will and Ginny Lee, respectively. Your first question. King Henry VIII beheading Anne Boleyn to marry his new wife. Is this an act of horror or an act of love?
Love.
Lust, but I guess that would fall under love, so love.
Our survey says it is love. Correct!
Good answer.
Next up. I actually have no idea how I'm tallying this. Wait a minute, hold on. Okay, 1 point apiece. I got this. As you kids say, I got this. Next question. Ed Kemper committing necrophilia after murdering his victims. Is this an act of love or an act of horror?
Oh, I want to say horror, but technically love?
Yeah, I gotta say love.
Very gross love.
Both are incorrect. It's actually an act of horror.
What's wrong with you?
Seriously, what is wrong with you? What kind of actors do I surround myself?
Sure.
Son.
Question number three. Oh, you know what? I just noticed that mother and son pitted against each other.
Oh, no.
Beat her down.
You know, Andrew, I only have one bone to pick with you. We've been performing together for many years now, and I don't think I've heard you say more than 5 words. Sorry, that was supposed to be funny. Question number three. Lizzie Borden axing her family. Is this an act of love or an act of horror?
Horror.
Yes, both are correct.
You know, that reminds me of a joke.
No.
Can I not tell the joke?
No, we
no.
Don't need to play.
No.
I told the joke in rehearsal.
Just ask it.
Joke.
Just
go.
Yeah, that one. That one. The joke I told in rehearsal.
I told you I'm limited to one more quiet in the peanut gallery.
Okay, fine.
Question number four.
Ask me later.
The Dahmer party cannibalizing themselves.
Horror.
Love.
Survival.
Point one for you, sir. It's actually an act of love.
That's not right.
No, it is right. They did it to survive. Survival can be an act of love.
Wait, he can say that.
He's an audience. Say what he wants. All right, this one's going to get me in a lot of trouble.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
sweet.
Question number five.
Do it.
The Gerbils family murder suicide.
Oh, no. Can you spell it?
No.
You need me to repeat it?
I need you to spell it.
Oh, G-O-E-B-B-E-L. It's German, so it's spelled weird.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Goebbels was basically the equivalent of Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Well, Cal, the problem I didn't say no, but that's got to be horror.
Yeah, I'm going with horror.
Yes, I'll give it to you.
I guess Sean Hannity.
Look, you can't put a Nazi in a sentence and it not be some kind of act of horror.
Point taken.
Okay. Question number 7. The Jody Arias murder case.
Please elaborate.
Well,
for the sake of the audience.
For the sake of the audience, a few years ago, a lady named Jody Arias was convicted of murdering her boyfriend. It was actually a rather gruesome murder. She claims it was self-defense, but she practically decapitated.
Love.
Love.
You're correct.
Never said love of whom?
Question number 8. Elizabeth Bathory murdering hundreds of women and bathing in their blood. True story, I dated her once.
I want to say love because that beauty routine though, but horror.
Even though I'm sure that was about chicks kissing each other, I gotta say horror.
Both are correct, actually. Not by much.
Both are correct.
You know what I mean. English is like a fifth language. Chill out, Bill. Okay, both of you are tied at this point. Like, somebody's gotta suck at some point.
You got this.
I try.
Question number 9. Pharaoh Ramses using slave labor to build a pyramid to honor his wife.
This is a trick question.
What? No, it's not. It's written.
It is a trick question. You use skilled labor, damn it.
Shut up, dude. Just answer the question.
Horror.
Love.
Love is correct.
Sorry, y'all.
He built it for his wife. That's the key. That's the key.
Okay, I studied Henry VIII, so I know the fallacies. There, so.
Question number 10. The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Horror.
Horror.
You're both correct.
Thank you.
He loves leads by
horror.
One. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Wait.
We're horror. We're horror team horror.
No, we're not.
We're team horror, the horror.
I don't know what I'm doing. Don't touch it. Don't touch
it. They are ahead by 1 point.
That's what I thought. They're ahead by 1 point.
Count your moves.
I'm not that kind of count. Aren't you cute?
Don't you know that it's rude to interrupt with jokes?
Team Love remains 1 point ahead. Question number 11. Claire Underwood's mother allowing her daughter to give her a morphine overdose.
Horror.
Oh, love. That's an act of love.
You're correct. It is an act of love. She did it so that her daughter could start her political career. How nice. Any movie made by Rob Zombie?
Love.
I'll give it to you. The audience was split.
He writes them, he makes movies for his wife to star in.
Question number 14. The whole incident with Al Pacino and Dog Day Afternoon. And in case you're unfamiliar with the premise of that movie, Al Pacino plays a guy that robs a bank to get the money to pay for his lover's sex change operation.
It's a fantastic movie, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go with love.
Love.
That sounds like an act of love to me.
Both are correct, yes.
Oh!
Question number 14. Or 13.
14?
14.
Well, I've got two more. Okay, it is 14.
Yeah.
In your defense, it has been 985 years since you went to high school, so.
See?
How was the curriculum back then?
Attila the Hun was my best friend at that time.
I
wouldn't say that. He was a cool guy.
You should have seen what they wrote about the other continents.
Question number 14.
What other continents?
Prince Andrew's friend.
Horror. On Fantasy Island.
Yes. Ouch. You're correct.
Welcome.
And the final question, hopefully a tiebreaker, we'll see. The 2019 film adaptation of Cats.
Horror.
Yes.
Tiebreaker question.
Yes, we're going to have a tiebreaker question.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Never played a new.
How do we have a tiebreaker question when there's 15 questions?
Just ask a question that comes at random.
Oh. I missed this one worse than I was.
Because 15 is divisible by 3.
Flip
it
over.
Oh, you know what? Okay, hold on. Oh, you're right.
We could both score the same amount of points.
All right, we'll do a tiebreaker.
Use a lifeline.
No, I don't need a lifeline. I need to think of something.
What do you
need
to phone a friend?
Solve the puzzle, Pat.
All right.
Shuck it, Trebek.
Bye.
All right.
I'm sorry.
A riddle.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
You're trapped in a room.
Oh my god.
No.
With a concrete floor, concrete ceiling, concrete walls. And there's no way out. But you have a stick. How do you get out of the room?
You first?
Why?
Ladies first?
No.
I'm a gentleman.
It's 2020.
Answer the question.
We're equals.
It is.
Oh, I wish we were equals.
Oh, that's too real.
No, how do I do this? Is there an answer? Is there an actual answer?
There could be. Just answer the question.
Do you see what we put up with?
You climb out of the window.
You break the stick in half.
See?
And you
okay.
Put the two halves together because two halves make a whole.
No.
Yes! That is the correct answer!
Yes, yes.
But it was already whole!
The only way out of the
what?
Room is to
but it was already somewhere. Whole.
That's not how puns work.
This is rigged.
You see, this is what we refer to in the industry as a joke. And a joke, the purpose of a joke, is to throw.
Somebody got salty.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I forgot. I totally forgot to tell you what happens when you don't win round one. You get sacrificed to Cthulhu. So enjoy hell. All right.
We won.
Yes.
I was gonna go that way. I'm gonna go.
I didn't get to pick my team.
Careful.
I know.
You want a round of applause? I've done it 4 times today.
All right.
You're not wearing a cape or a suit.
You totally turn into Miss.
All right. And what great game show would be complete without some mindless banter back and forth? Will, get over here. Get over here. We're mindlessly bantering back and forth
now.
So it was appropriate to put you on Team Horror because you're a bit of a horror buff yourself.
I am. I'm quite the horror buff.
Yeah, one of the first days I met you, you actually came into rehearsal wearing a Thing t-shirt.
I did. I was wearing a t-shirt of John Carpenter's The Thing, which is one of my favorite horror movies. One of my favorite movies, period.
So we were talking earlier, one horror movie to look out for this year?
That has already come out?
Yes.
The movie Color Out of Space. Check it out. It's a Lovecraft adaptation, actually, and it's one of the best I've seen in a long time.
All right. Well,
my top horror movie of 2020, Cats.
Yep.
Berkeley,
that
goes
was 2019, dumbass.
But I'm not next.
We're nominated for an Academy Award.
It's time for our mindless banter back and forth. How are things?
Okay.
I think you're taking mindless banter a little bit too literal.
You think?
Not that mindless.
So we were talking the other day. You have two dogs, yes?
Yes, I do.
Now, So, okay, I know your dogs are great, but you're an artist.
I am.
Yes, and you do, what kind of art do you do?
Mixed media and resin.
See, that sounds fancy. It is fancy, actually. Follow Berkeley. Berkeley has an Instagram account. It's Berkeley Creative Co.
Oh, yes, it is. Thanks for the plug.
You're welcome. Yeah, follow her artwork. And so is Gregory. All right, our mindless banter, it's over with. Come over here for some mindless banter, Gregory.
Oh.
Can I win?
Yeah.
So, Gregory's an artist, too. You can follow him at World of Woohoo.
Yes.
It's hard for me. I don't do W, so... The
Woohoo!
World of Woohoo.
Woohoo!
Say it, Gregory.
Woohoo!
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 So...
Woohoo!
You, I guess your speciality is caricatures. Would
yes.
you say that? Okay. So, I'm glad you're here because I want your opinion.
Okay.
This is supposed to be you. How did I do?
That's incredible.
Is it not?
I thought
I did pretty well for myself. Did I mean, for your professional opinion, how does this rank up in like the top five caricatures ever made?
I'm speechless. I can't.
Your calendars are renaissance, man. Spook ass. Thank you, Gregory.
Woo!
Right.
All
right. And now for the final round of this game. So, like I said, it's every person for themselves. Although this part, no audience was asked a question. This is all something that I've completely made up. So,
isn't the whole thing something you've completely made up?
Okay, now I'm gonna use it. Quiet the peanut gallery. Who's up first? And keep in mind, if you lose, since the stakes have risen for this game, no pun intended. If you lose, your entire family gets sacrificed to Cthulhu.
You should be captain or someone.
Good luck, Will.
Will, your question.
Yes.
Who was the first Secretary of State of the United States?
That would have been Thomas Jefferson.
Correct! Very correct. Gregory, if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's, how many Lowe's would Rob Lowe rob?
What?
9.5.
Incorrect. I'm sorry, Gregory, but you and your family have been sacrificed to Cthulhu.
Only 80 spook head Rob Lowe would do that.
Berkeley.
Yeah.
Are you going to the mall later?
No.
Okay, you're good. Generated questions here, okay? Don't be a sore loser because you're burning in hell.
I'm being sacrificed over here to Rob Lowe.
Will.
Sacrificed to Rob Lowe.
Will. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
That's not actually a real question. I was just
yeah.
curious.
Yeah, blue.
So,
probably turquoise, but yeah, blue, just to keep it general. Blue.
Name three actors who played Charlie Chan.
Who played Charlie Chan?
Yes.
Oh.
Ooh. Charles Lawton? Didn't he do once?
No, Will.
Ah, crap.
I'm sorry. But
I could have done Fu Manchu.
You already lost. You lose. You are sacrificed to Cthulhu. No, not yet. You have to answer this one question. Berkeley? Who was the first Vice President of the United States?
John Adams.
That was an easy one.
I won.
Crap, you did win.
Yeah!
What do I do?
Make up a new rule because you made
arm wrestling!
No,
feet up street!
Actually, that question didn't count.
Rochambeau!
Because it wasn't an official question.
Let's ready to rumble!
It wasn't an official question.
I was just curious.
Yeah, I really was. I'm doing a I'm doing a book report later for college.
At the mall?
How old?
Yeah.
At the mall.
What's your second favorite color?
Teal.
Berkeley! Clements, ladies and gentlemen! You are incorrect! I use mental telepathy. Your second favorite color changes every week. So, your winner by default is your host, Count Trahoon. Where's the card?
Fix!
Where's the card?
No, we lost it.
This is almost better.
No, it's not. It's a yes. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I got it.
You do? You have it?
Good. Give it to
yes!
Wait, what?
I am the champion. Oh, I'm sorry.
So emotional.
It was not easy to completely make this entire thing up and then rig it so that I could win. It was very difficult. But you know what? There's one person who believed in me that without him, I couldn't have done it, and that person was myself. What the? What? Hey! That totally rad 80s werewolf stole my gift card!
Alright, werewolf!
Cut the music! Cut the music! Cut the music! I just completely improvised that entire segment of the show. Which means you guys hired a werewolf to attack me?
Yeah, okay, I'll be honest, it was my idea, but we all split the cost.
Wait,
it was my idea.
I did not agree to the
cost. Okay, well, I'll give you the Venmo information. We did a Venmo pool.
Okay.
Am I really that horrible to work for?
I don't know. Ask Bishkek.
Well, there's an important lesson to learn here, Spooks and Spookcast, and that is I am not above making up a completely strange segment of a show that goes nowhere in order to introduce a potential future character in the Dreamiverse. So, we thank you so much for coming out this evening, Spooks and Spookettes. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for tonight. Be sure to join us for our next show, February 27th, in Murfreesboro, 7 o'clock, at Nick Newton's and Spinelli's. And of course, you can follow us at Count Trahoon, all one word, and like us on Facebook, Count Trahoon's Feature of Fright, for future updates on future shows and all of that good stuff. But before we go entirely, I want to go ahead and introduce our wonderful cast and crew. I'll just go in order. Mr. Will Lasley, Mr. Berkeley Clements, Gregory Lanham, our Foley artist, Drew Cthulhu Wise, Andrew Gately, Jenny Lee Merritt, and of course, the big bad wolf himself, Bill Bynum. And of course, as always, Spooks and Spookheads, always remember that as far as things go, when things go bump in the night, there are such things.
So the joke. All right. So. O.J. Simpson's friends come
and
they say, hey, can you go bowling with us on Friday? And he says, I don't know, I'll have to ask my wife.
Oh my.
There you have it, Spooks and Spookettes. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have, but come Halloween, we shall return for yet another feature of Fright. Until then, as far as things go when things go bump in the night, there are such things.